From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A hijack ends. An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus was arrested Tuesday following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cyprus officials said the incident was not terror-related. They described the man as mentally unstable. His motives were not clear. Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The crowd at a crowded park targeted Christians, a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility. A Pakistani military spokesman says intelligence agencies, along with regular and paramilitary troops, are also carrying out operations against suspected sleeper cells and terrorist hideouts in several cities in Punjab state. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to chief or mission authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Muğla due to continued security concerns in the region. U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The United Nations Refugee Agency says war and a shortage of food are driving tens of thousands of South Sudanese to flee their country into Sudan. The UN says 2.3 million people in South Sudan have been forced to flee their homes since civil war erupted in December of 2013. This is VOA News.